had the worst day? Midwest is doing well. The record. It's the album. I think it's probably the second best I made. Dulcinea might be better. But it's at least the second best. It's the only one Rolling Stone ever reviewed. They gave it 3 stars. Hey! Still have my limbs. No one's shaken a machete at me. No one's forced my wife to eat my heart. I mean, it's a good day. Really, global historical standards, I have very few. I mean, if I have any parasites, they're not really causing me any discomfort. Just our general comfort level is high. So, but hey, it's okay. It's the beginning of new things. I did it to myself. Damn it, I know exactly how. So, I never know if that makes it worse, though. It's like you look at a period of time and you go, you know, well, I was working with this, I was working with that, I did this, I made this decision. I might have deluded myself about this, that, the other thing. And you go back, and it's very easy to blame a whole bunch of other people for everything. I mean, that's a good, easy way to go. And you meet people in life who have lots and lots of people who fuck them over, and at some point you realize those are good people in general to avoid, because all those people didn't necessarily fuck them over. And I realized in the whole course of this, it's like a series of decisions with logical consequences and times where I decided, you know, not to do certain things or to do other certain things, and it all ends up having some, you know, aggregate where I essentially have nobody to blame but myself. But how? Yeah. I would much rather blame somebody else and not have to learn anything. You know? Oh well, I guess that's my lesson. I'll play a couple more for you. I want to play something by somebody else, but I don't know what. Is a Neutral Milk Hotel song too obscure? Or is it okay? Or what about a Ron Sexsmith song?
Yeah.
Or, okay, we'll go Ron Sexsmith, Billy Bragg, Randy Newman. Okay, Randy Newman, do you want Bad Southern Love, do you want Political Thangy Dang, or do you want the end of 2001 A Space Odyssey? You want to go political? Okay, we'll do that. But I'll tell you a little story about the only time I met Randy Newman. I was so excited. You see, after my dad died, and Ben Folds actually got me into Randy Newman. He and my friend David Ackerman were like, you gotta listen to Sail Away. And my dad died, so I was like, over and over, it was Old Man, this great, great song. You know, just remember me, old man, I know that you can if you try. So just open up your eyes, old man, look who's come to say goodbye. It's an amazing song. And so I got to meet him. He played this solo show in Santa Barbara, and I went back. Total nerves. Go up and go, I got to tell you, old man, like that was the song that really got me through my father dying. He says, what did you write that about? Oh, you know the end of 2001 A Space Odyssey? Where it's like, you know, he's in the time tunnel or whatever it is. And it's like, he's old, and he's baby, and it's, you know, like the baby, and I just watched 2001, and I was just thinking about that.
Lord, help me, what?
Anyway, so this is dedicated now to John Bolton, our new ambassador to an organ of... an organ of international affairs that he says does not exist, to show the world that we don't give a fuck. Didn't even put it for a vote. Couldn't even do that. Had to do it out of session. Love this man. Love this man. No one likes us. But I like us. I want to like us. That's the thing. And when you start complaining, there are certain people who say, you're not American. You're not patriotic. It's like, no, damn it. I love it. I just hate seeing what I care about perverted. I hate seeing the greatest promise any country ever had reamed, perverted, and sold out and paid for with the blood of innocent people. I can't stand that. And it's like, what, oh man, what worse could you do with America than to anyway. What?
Vote for a Bush.
Just anything. I mean, I gotta say, by the way, people always go, well, Kerry was an idiot. I don't really like Democrats either. I voted. I'm green. Man, I'm more liberal than, I don't know, I'm so far left. I started writing with this hand. I don't even know if I'm left. I think they're all sellouts. So, that's the thing. The Democrats are totally in the pocket of big business. They're all eating from the same trough. So, no one likes us. Don't know why. And I gotta say one other thing. The other reason they don't like us is because we don't talk anymore. I mean, here's the difference. I guess I can truly say I detest our current president. However, I don't detest Republicans. I know a lot of incredibly smart, incredibly good, incredibly caring Republicans. The weird thing that we get into is when we start deciding that the other side doesn't give a shit about any human being and that the other side is inherently evil. And when words like liberal, liberal, liberal get used until they're an epithet. And all of a sudden, I thought liberal was a guy who had an open mind, who wanted to try to find out the truth, who was like thinking about things. I thought that was actually a decent thing. And all of a sudden, whoever the other side is evil and doesn't care anymore. I like the idea that there are these different sides of the fence, and maybe they all actually want to do what's best for everybody, and they maybe have different theories on how to do it, and maybe by collaborating, they can come up with something really great. But instead, we get people who seem to think they know it all just insulting everybody else, and I have a feeling that they don't really know it all. And I know I don't know it all. I could never believe I know it all, and I certainly don't think George W. Bush knows it all. So